4PXB.
BXB, WB4ZBH. Good afternoon, or good evening.
Good evening. I was fixing to play some channel surfing, so I didn't hear anybody on here. Normally around the time 5:30 time frame, it's quiet until the later on.
Now, I always seem to miss the right time. In the mornings when I'm driving into work, it seems quiet, but I'm usually on the road between 7:30 and 8. So I think maybe the morning crowd gets out, gets on the road, and gets on the radio before me. And then sometimes I catch it right in the evening after leaving work. So I'm just now leaving the office myself.
Yep, I'm doing the same thing. I've probably been gone about 15 minutes from work. Had a few little last-minute updates that people came by and said, hey, can you fix this? I do IT support, so they brought it to me close to the 5 o'clock time frame. So I still worked on it and got it started in the process of doing Windows updates. And so I left about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm in a similar profession. I'm an IT manager, so I know all about the last minute stuff and the Windows updates and everything else. Are you seeing issues with Windows 11 24H2? We've come across some anomalies with it.
Yep, not yet. Like I said, we've had one where it, because of using like an offhand docking station, that's just causing an issue now. It's flipping back and forth between telling that the can't use a wireless and a wired connection at the same time, because we have that policy where it's either going to be wired or wireless, and if you have a wired connection plugged in, it's going to stop the Wi-Fi connection. But that's pretty much the only one that they've had so far that's the major issue. And it's really not a major issue, it's the thing that I've seen.
Since the days of the simpler docks, I mean, the docks that they use now, they seem to be sometimes more finicky, require updates themselves, and sometimes leads to more support calls with my second monitor's not working, the mouse or the keyboard isn't working, and things like that. So I do sometimes miss the simple mechanical docks that you just set the laptop down on and it made a mechanical electrical connection, and they seem to be slightly less troublesome.
Yep, I had an issue like that last week. The user mentioned the monitors were acting kind of silly, and so I just went through and updated the whole system, and it found the docking station, and so it did its update and did well on that. Well, I've only seen one application that the Windows update actually kind of messed it up, because the application does not work with that FIPS security, with the FIPS encryption enabled.
Yeah, I'm familiar with FIPS. One of the weird issues we recently ran into with Windows 11, specifically the 24H2 release, was with Konica Minolta printers. They worked fine prior to the Windows update, but following the Windows update, Windows wouldn't recognize the universal print driver that the print server pushed out to them. And so we had to sort of react to that and use a different driver on the print server. So, and some research indicated that was a known impact from Windows 11 24H2. So, you plug one hole and
yeah, you go Gotta love the IT world sometimes.
It's something. Earlier this week, we got an alert from the firewall. So the firewall is it has active malware protection enabled, and so it basically monitors the applications that are being transferred and or the files that are being transferred, and it actively blocks the download of .exe files for for the purposes of preventing malware, because it's likely that a .exe could be malicious. Well, we got an alert that the firewall was blocking a malicious file that was of a .exe extension, and I spent, I don't know, an hour, I guess, combing through the firewall logs to find the source that was trying to send this .exe to the workstation, and found that it was an older Windows update. And so the client machine was trying to download a .exe patch for its Windows Defender, and the firewall was blocking it, thinking it was malware. So it was an interesting occurrence. It was the most false positive alert from a firewall ever, I guess. It was trying to stop a .exe, but the workstation needed the .exe to stop other .exes.
Yep, that is definitely an odd one, because a lot of places now they're trying to get smart, where they just rename that .exe to something, and then once it gets there, it just reinflates itself.
So, the firewall was doing its job, but it was sort of blocking something that it really didn't have to block. So, but I guess that's the issue with, content-based or file extension-based firewalling. So, but anyways, nice that it's warming up outside, I guess. Just dreading the pollen that may be oncoming.
Yep, as soon as you see them, the white and pink dogwoods blooming out, get ready for the pollen.
Some time over this past weekend, washing my car, it was long past due, but I tried to clean it up as best as I could with the time I had, and then it rained Monday, so I told everyone that I brought the rain on by washing my car, which hadn't been washed in some time, but I guess soon I'll have to wash the pollen off. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it's not a bad year for it.
No, like I said, it shouldn't be. I got an interesting one. I'm not sure if you ever heard of the application SAP.
It's not ringing any bells.
Yeah, the company uses it to do all their product work orders, and there is not a local printer set up on this device. And through the application SAP that it's set up in there somewhere, it actually prints. So last week I had a user move office areas, so I sent it to the company, the department that actually changes the IP address and makes a reservation off the MAC address, and when it does that, it's just printing out all kind of it's actually printing out letters and words, and then you've got letters and stuff in that, but it's not the output data that the user needs for the for a label.
B4ZPH. Yeah, that is quite a perplexing one, but it sounds like you got a couple moving parts there. And I have encountered a similar scenario The company I work for, they have a work order system. Sounds similar to what you're talking about, and they print out asset tags for, spare parts or materials. And the application prints similarly to what you're explaining. It doesn't particularly have a physical printer, but it sort of uses the software to point it to a printer. And we had to tweak several settings in the software, in the application, to make sure that it was printing in the right size, because it would print on a label maker printer, but the scale was wrong. It would print way too small on the label, and it was not readable. So I can sort of relate.
KO4P XB, that's exactly what this one does when the user goes through a different route of actually getting it to print. It's so compressed and that the barcode reader will not read it. But when you actually go through the automated process within the application, it just prints out all kind of stupid, stuff that doesn't pertain to anything of the barcode that it prints out for the equipment.
The workstation moved, if I follow you correctly. And then you had them change the DHCP reservation or the IP reservation. Did the workstation move, or did the user work to another workstation and then they updated the reservation?
PC moved, and the Intermec printer, PC43D, it also moved, and so I got the IP address off the new printer, label printer device, and sent, because they wanted the name, the IP address, and the MAC address of that device, of what it changed, the IP address that it changed to. So, yes, the computer and the printer moved, and so I sent them, only part that they wanted was the new IP address, and of course, the MAC address never changes off of a device, so they just wanted that information, and as soon as they changed it on their end, it's just not working right. And so what I'm trying to do is I can connect the printer USB, and I'm trying to play with the print drivers that way and see if I can get it to work. And so if that ever happened again, I don't have to worry about using the IP address and have them changing anything.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's interesting that the print quality or the print content would change that way. Did the workstation and the printer move to another facility or just another office within the same facility? I'm curious why they would want to change the reservation. I guess it would make sense if it moved to a different facility, but it's curious that would cause your issue.
Hope it just moved to a different office space in the same building, and I have no idea why they do it this way, but the printers, the little Intermec printer, they leave it as DHCP addresses instead of manually let it stay that way all the time. And yeah, I understand on their side of it, make a reservations or bind that IP address to that MAC, but manual, and that way it never changes or even risk changes when you do move it around, then you wouldn't have that issue.
I agree entirely. I would be of the mindset and the preference just like you. It seems to make most sense to statically configure the address on the printer itself rather than doing reservations, and have some experience with doing DHCP reservations, both in my current position and in my former employment. And it seems more often than not, it just produces more issues, and it's more administration too for somebody to know to change the reservation and to have to find the MAC address to make sure that you change the reservation. I used to work for Windstream, the internet service provider, and they had a small market in North Carolina where they did DHCP reservations based on MAC for their customers, and it was a nightmare. I mean, just a real headache to know every time, you know, a technician went out to troubleshoot, if he wanted to replace the modem, you'd have to go and find the reservation and change it, and then go through this series of rebooting the modem, clearing the ARP entry, clearing the MAC address table, and crossing your fingers and hoping that everything lined up and worked right. It has its place, but it usually is more troublesome than not.
Yeah, because I really haven't looked at it. Is finding a MAC address to an IP is the same as a reservation, or is that something different? And second question, my wife, Tracy, she actually worked for Windstream too, so I'm not sure if you actually knew her, or even because she was one of the PC reps for Windstream.
I just say reservation, but binding and reservation, they're synonymous terms, really, because all you're doing is you're telling the DHCP server that when it sees a DHCP request that includes a particular MAC address, that you assign this specific IP address to it. So basically, you're right, you're binding that MAC address to that IP address, or, you know, from a DHCP server configuration perspective, the term is reservation, so it's all the same, you're right. I may have met Tracy, but if I do, I don't exactly remember. I worked at the office there in downtown Greenville, and I worked for two departments during my tenure there. I worked for the Broadband Technical Assistance Center, which was basically DSL support. And then after that, I worked at the Data Network Operations Center, which was basically, we were pretty much like the hospital room for the core of the network. So any large level outages or market-wide outages, we responded to and tried to resolve.
Yep, then you definitely met her because she worked at the Daniel building down across from the Hyatt in downtown Greenville. And then they pretty much let everyone work from home. And then when she had her knee replaced and she was out on medical, and the day that she got back off of medical, they told her that they had done away with the position and that she no longer was employed.
There prior to COVID, I worked there from 2011 till 2017, and maybe our timeline crossed paths there. I do remember there was a PC technician. I remember two gentlemen that were the PC technicians. One of them, his name was Steven. They called him Q, like Quebec. And the other gentleman's name was Robert. And I had a few interactions with both of them. And so I don't know if she worked with either of them.
Yep, I'll find out in a few minutes. If you don't mind, let me know what your name again is. And that way, when I get inside, I'll ask her.
B4ZPH. Yep, the name is David. Last name is Reimer. So they all just called me by my last name there while I was working there, because I worked on the floor with so many Davids that it seemed like it was easier in both departments. So they all just called me by my last name. But yeah, that's interesting.
David, I'm now in the driveway, so I'll say 73 till another time. It's KO4PXB.
Good the conversation. Hope you have a good evening. KO4PXB, this is WB4ZPH.